Okay, so this time, of course, in the Sundays, we are taking the 22 incarnations of Lord Krishna from Canto 1, Srimad Bhagavatam, third chapter. Okay, so today we will discuss about Parashuram. Avatar, this is the shloka which describes Parashuram. Avatare, Sodashame, Pashyan, ब्रह्मा
ब्रह्मा ब्रह्मा ब्रह्मा
द्रुहो
द्रुहो द्रुहो द्रुहो
नृपान
नृपान नृपान नृपान
त्रिसप्त
त्रिसप्त त्रिसप्त त्रिसप्त
कृत्वा
कृत्वा कृत्वा कृत्वा
कुपितो
कुपितो कुपितो कुपितो
निशत्राम
निशत्राम निशत्राम निशत्राम
अकरोन
अकरोन अकरोन अकरोन
महीम
महीम महीम महीम
अवतारे षोडशामे
अवतारे षोडशामे अवतारे षोडशामे अवतारे षोडशामे
पश्यन् ब्रह्मा द्रुहो नृपान्
पश्यन् ब्रह्मा द्रुहो नृपान् पश्यन् ब्रह्मा द्रुहो नृपान् पश्यन् ब्रह्मा द्रुहो नृपान्
त्रिसप्त कृत्वा कुपितो
त्रिसप्त कृत्वा कुपितो त्रिसप्त कृत्वा कुपितो त्रिसप्त कृत्वा कुपितो
निशत्राम अकरोन् महीम
निशत्राम अकरोन् महीम निशत्राम अकरोन् महीम निशत्राम अकरोन् महीम
अवतारे षोडशामे पश्यन् ब्रह्मा द्रुहो नृपान् त्रिसप्त कृत्वा कुपितो निशत्राम् अकरोन् महीम्
अवतारे षोडशामे पश्यन् ब्रह्मा द्रुहो नृपान् अवतारे षोडशामे पश्यन् ब्रह्मा द्रुहो नृपान् अवतारे षोडशामे पश्यन् ब्रह्मा द्रुहो नृपान्
ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की
इन
द 16th इनकार्नेशन
ऑफ
द गॉड हेड द लॉर्ड एज भृगुपति एनिहिलेटेड द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव क्लास Kshatriyas 21 times being angry with them because of their rebellion
against the Brahmanas
the intelligent class okay so today we will discuss about Parashurama. Okay, so he is the 16th incarnation according to Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter. In that we learned this verse, isn't it? Ete chamsha kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. Very good. So this shloka it describes that how Lord Krishna has taken so many incarnations. So, there was this, all of you should sit like this. If I see anybody sitting in a different way, then I will stop. Asaba said, sir. Okay. So, there was this King Gadi. I want you to know the names also. One day I'll have a full quiz on the 22 incarnations after I complete. Okay, there was a king Gadi who was coming in the descendants of Pururuva and Urvashi. And this king Gadi, he had a very beautiful daughter called Satyavati. And she, there was one Muni called Richika Muni. And that Muni, he came to King Gadi and he said, I want to marry your daughter. So, King Gadi thought that Muni, I am a Kshatriya, I am a king, and here this Richika Muni is a Muni. Actually, the Brahmanas are greater, like how you say intelligent class, right? But still, he being a Kshatriya, he thought that he was not so happy to give his daughter in marriage to Muni. But if you remember, a similar pastime I said, yes, where Kshatriya. A king married his daughter to a Muni. Yes. Do you remember whom it is?
Devoti.
Very good. Haribol. Very good. This is how you should remember. You saw the difference? Swayambhuamanu married her to a Muni, but here he is not so much inclined. But anyways, because Richika Muni appeared, requested, so he told him, if you give me a dowry, if you give me a dowry of 1,000 horses, and those horses should be illustrious as a moon. Like, you know, the effulgence should be like a moon, and one of the ear, either left or right, should be black in color. If you give this in dowry, 1,000 horses, then I'll give you my daughter in marriage to you. Who told to whom?
The king.
Very good. So then Richika Muni, he went to Varun Devata. Varun Devata, you know, the lord of water. He went over, to him. And through him he got those horses. He got those horses and he gave it to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this, where were we?
That king Gandhi told to Richika Muni, he got the
horses. He gave the horses and then they got married. And then Satyavati, she wanted to have a child. At the same time, even her mother, she also wanted to have a child. So, and Richika Muni, he could, by doing oblations, oblations means yajna, by doing yajna, he can give prasad through which a child can be born. So then they both said, we both want to have child, the mother and her daughter. That is his wife and his mother-in-law, both of them wanted to have a child. So Richika Muni, he offered the oblations. After he offered the oblations, then he went outside. He gave the prasad, that after they take the prasad, the child will be born. So the both of them got prasad. What they did, the mother-in-law, she thought that maybe husband always gives good things to wife, isn't it? So she thought, I will exchange. She told her daughter, hey, give that to me and take mine. So they exchanged the cups, the prasad. So what happened? They exchanged and they both ate it. But this Richika Muni knew. Richika Muni came back. And then he said, why you did like that? He said that for the mother-in-law, he had given the prasad so that she can produce a Kshatriya son. Kshatriya means, you know, na, like, you know, the you know, na, Brahmana and Kshatriya?
Yes.
All
yes.
of you? Very good. So, she will produce Kshatriya son and Satyavati would produce
Brahmana.
But now they exchanged. So he told his wife, because you exchanged, you are going to have a very fierce Kshatriya as your son. So then she said, no, please forgive me. And she started pacifying husband and all. Then her husband said, okay, your grandson will be a fierce Kshatriya. Your son will be a Brahmana. But grandson will be a fierce Kshatriya. Huh? You both can't see, you come in front. Come. Both of them are, they are, otherwise come in between. You also come in between. They are struggling to see me. So this, where was I?
Kshatriya son.
So then grandson. That is why Jamadagni, he was born as the son of Satyavati. he was a Brahmana. And he knew all the Vedas, he knew all the scriptures, he used to perform all the yajnas. And he married Renuka Devi. And through Renuka, he had many sons. In that, the eldest was Vasuman and the youngest was Parashuram, of whom we are going to talk now. You understood till here?
Yes.
So now Parashuram was born. And then, at the same time, there was this one Kshatriya king called Kartavirya Arjuna. Tell?
Kartavirya Arjuna.
So this Kartavirya Arjuna, he prayed, can you tell me who is the Lord that has three heads?
Brahma.
Yes. Hey, Brahma, how many heads he has?
Four.
How many heads he has, Brahma?
Four.
And then? Dattatreya. So, King Kartavirya Arjuna, he prayed to Dattatreya, he pleased him and he took a benediction. He wanted a, when you please the Lord will ask, no, what wish you want. So when he asked, so he said, I want one. I want 1,000 arms. How much we have?
Two.
He had 1,000. Can you imagine? 1,000 arms. And not only that, he also got all mystic powers. All mystic powers he got. Sitting over here, you know, he can tell, I want the apple from Singapore, then it will come. So he got all the siddhis, all the praptis. And these are all different, lagima, anima and all different siddhis. This all, who got? Kartavirya Arjuna. Now when you get all these things, what happens? You become proud. And one day what he did, in the river Narmada, he was with many ladies. He was taking bath. With 1,000 arms, he stopped the flow of water. And he pushed all the flow of water to the other side of Narmada river, where Ravana was also bathing there. And Ravana had a Shivalinga. And he was bathing the Shivalinga as well as he was also bathing. So all this water came there and it inundated that place. So Ravana got very angry. Who is this? So Ravana, came to fight with Kartavirya Arjuna. But Kartavirya Arjuna, in front of him, Ravana is nothing. So Kartavirya Arjuna, defeated him and captured him like a monkey. And then he put him in the prison and then later he released him. Okay, now after this, Kartavirya Arjuna one day, along with all of his sons, he went to the ashram of Jamadagni Rishi. Understood?
Yes.
Till here, you're understanding?
Yes.
All of you?
Yes.
To whose house who went?
Kartavirya Arjuna.
You're understanding?
Yes.
You? Okay. So, in Jamadagni's house, so many people came. Now he is a Brahmana. So whenever somebody comes, you have to offer something. So he thought, I'll give a feast to all of them. Can a Brahmana give a feast to the king and all of his sons? But how he is able to give? Because he had Kamadenu in his ashram. And that cow was special. If you tell, I want all the 56 items in the Govindas today, all the items will come. Today is Ekadashi, we can't think that. So all those items will come. So then, Jamadagni, he served all of them, whatever they wanted. He told to Kamadenu cow, and that cow is a special cow. Whatever you ask, that cow will give. What is the name of the cow?
Kamadenu.
Kamadenu, not Kamadeva. There is difference between Kamadeva and Kamadenu. It is Kamadenu. So that cow could give anything. So then, everybody was happy. Now the king thought, I am the king here. And this Brahmana is able to give so much to everyone. He is more opulent than me. He thought, how? He should not have this cow. He came to know how he is able to serve so many people. So then he thought, it should not be the property of this ashram. It should be the property of my kingdom. So he very forcefully, all of his followers and his sons, they forcefully took Kamadenu from there to Mahishmati. Mahishmati is the place where Kartavirya Arjuna was ruling his kingdom. So he took the cow forcefully over there. Now Parashuram came home back. He had gone out. So Parashuram came, and after that he saw the cow was not there. So immediately he took his bows, he took his arrows, and he took his axe, and he went to Mahishmati to fight with Kartavirya Arjuna and all of his followers. So he went over there. He was alone. Parashuram was alone. Kartavirya Arjuna, the moment he saw, he sent armies of elephants and horses and so many, all of his armies to fight with Parashuram. All of them defeated. Then he sent 17 Akshavenis. One Akshavani consists of so many thousands of horses and thousands of elephants and thousands of, not only 10,000, something like that. You can go to Google and find out. A-K-S-H-A-U-I-N-I, Akshavani. Akshavani. One Akshavani, how many horses, how many elephants are there? 17 came. All of them, Parashuram, he defeated everyone. Then Kartavirya Arjuna thought, oh, now I myself will go. With all of his 1,000 arms, he took 500 bows. And through 500 bows, he shooted 500 arrows at one time. Yeah. He took 500 arrows at one time. He shot at Parashuram. And Parashuram, what he did? He took his one bow with one arrow. He shot all the 500 arrows. And then fight was going on. And Kartavirya Arjuna, he started taking some trees and bushes and all the things, mountains and all throwing on Parashuram. Everything Parashuram, he made it into pieces. Then after that, what happened? Parashuram, he took his axe and cut off all the 1,000 arms of Kartavirya Arjuna. And then he cut the head of
Kartavirya Arjuna.
This way he cut, and then he took the cow and he went home to his ashram. Now what do you think? His father praised him. Such a big act he has done, isn't it? Such a big thing he has done. But when he went home, when you and I will go, we'll go and fight with them. I've done such a big thing. You are not even praising me. But you know what happened? After he went, Jamadagni Rishi, he shouted at him. We are Brahmanas. Brahmanas are famous for forgiving. A person who forgives is greater. You should forgive. What you have done? Because you have done this act, so you have to do prayaschitta. Prayaschitta means you have to atone. You have done a mistake. So for that, you have to go through all the Tirtha Kshetras in the universe. All the Tirtha Kshetras, go to every Tirtha Sthalas and come back. Parashuram did not say anything. You and I were there, we would have given a big lecture. Right? But Parashuram didn't say anything. He just obeyed his father and he went to all the Tirtha Salas and he came back. And after that, one day, every day Renuka Devi, she would bring water for her husband, for the yajnas and water. And you know, she was so pure that she used to bring water in cloth. Can you bring water in cloth for a yajna? But she was so pure. She brought water in a cloth every day for the yajna. Not just little bit water, full water for the yajna. But one day when she was taking water, in one place I heard she got attracted by the golden hair of Indra. Just for 1 second. Just saw Indra's hair and she got attracted. In one place it is said that she got attracted by Chitrarata. Anyway, she got attracted by someone, demigod. So what happened? Her mind got polluted. That's why her mind got polluted. So she lost the purity. So she couldn't take water in the cloth. So she came home. But now Jamadagni Rishi, because he is a Rishi, he came to know that his wife has, her mind is adulterated. So he said that she has to be punished. So he called all of his sons. He said, your mother is no more pure, so she has to be killed. He told to all the sons that you should kill your mother. Can you kill your mother?
No.
So they all said no. Then Parashuram came. Jamadagni said, can you do one thing which I am telling you to do? Yes, father. Kill your mother. So then he said, okay. And he killed his mother with that same axe. And then his father said, very good. Thank you so much. Now you ask what you want. And not only the mother, he killed the brothers also because he also didn't listen to the father. So then he told to the father, my dear father, I want only one benediction, that you make all of them alive and let them not know that I killed them. Because he knew the powers of his father. Because he's a Brahmana, he's a Rishi. Because of his mantras, he's so powerful. So then the same way, Jamadagni Rishi brought all of them alive. And they thought they were in some deep sleep. They all got up. This pastime happened. And then when Parashuram, he killed Kartavirya Arjuna. Kartavirya Arjuna had 10,000 sons. They all saw this. So one day Parashuram along with his brothers, he went out. Taking the advantage of that, the sons, they came to this ashram. And they came to the ashram. And when they saw Jamadagni was performing yajna, they came and they chopped off his head. Renuka Devi, she pleaded, she begged, please forgive, I mean, please protect him. There's nobody to take care. Please don't do this. But they did not
listen.
They chopped off his head and they went away. And she cried, she beat on her chest and she cried, Rama, 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 she cried. She cried so loudly that her cry went into the ears of Parashuram, who was very far away. He was the obedient son of his parents. So then Parashuram came running from there. And he saw this. Immediately he took the head of
his father
and the body and he gave it to his brothers. And he took his axe, went to Kartavirya Arjuna's house. And all the 10,000, he killed all of them and he created an ocean of blood over there. Just imagine, all of them were, and not only once, he struck them 21 times. Because they are Kshatriyas and you are supposed to protect. Is he mad to kill them? He's not mad because they did what they are not supposed to do. Sit properly. After that, he came, he killed all of them and he came back and he took the head of his father's body, connected the body and he did a specific sacrifice. It's described in Bhagavatam. There are many things. He did that sacrifice and after that sacrifice, Jamadagni Rishi, in his next lifetime, he became one of the Saptarishis, seven sages. And now Parashuram, after that, he went to a place called Mahendra Mountain and there he is still doing tapasya and doing all his austerities. Shri Parashuram Dev Ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Okay, so that is the pastime of Parashuram.